T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, damn right. You start now. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, and I will break the form immediately as I was about to do exactly what John Lopez did just in that moment, which is type down stealth camping.
You know why I typed it down?
Why?
I used to do that all the time.
Really?
I used to just pack my backpack with a tent, go to some beach somewhere, and fishing rod, just by myself.
That fights every inclination in my body. Just go out into the woods by my lonesome? No, thank you.
The reason that came up was because, similar to you guys use Joe Flacco as the basis for your question of the day, and it's an outstanding question. We kind of did a question off of the Flacco eating by himself thing, which was, what is something that you do now that you never thought you would like doing?
Oh, that's also a great question.
Flacco, the gist of his thing was, like, he always thought, he felt sorry for people eating by themselves, and now he's like, they're in heaven. But somebody texted in stealth camping.
John, this is actually like camping like in a suburban neighborhood, like at the end of a roundabout and stuff. Like you're a homeless person. It's like homeless fantasy camp.
I used to just go to a beach with a loaf of bread, some bologna, and a fillet knife in case I caught fish, and my tent.
Okay.
It was awesome.
Today I am learning. Yeah. All right. Appreciate you fine fellas. Again, we always love cross-talking with the fellas of the drive, fellas of Painted Pendergast.
We
don't? Okay. Thank you for making that note. I'm sure that we'll hear about
Not talking about the drive.
No, of course not. All right, let's get going on Thursday. Appreciate you rocking with us. We will give away a 4-pack of tickets in the 12 o'clock hour to Cougars, West Virginia Mountaineers. That'll be given away. And we'll have a few guests. As always, we talk to Andy Kalu on a Thursday, and we will go behind enemy lines with Tracy Sandler, who covers the Niners. But before we get there, John Lopez, I know that you heard from D'Amico Ryans yesterday, as we all did.
Sure did.
I'm wondering in what kind of mental state you did, because I know you had the root canal, so like I don't know where you were.
A little Tylenol with codeine. It opens your that third eye, as you like to call. No, look, man, this bothered me, and it kind of opened my eyes in a different way. What bothered me the most, and it's not really what I want to talk about here, but it bothered me the most, when he was asked about the identity of a football team, and he said, move the ball. Had David Culley said that? Did you say that? I didn't hear it, Sean, sorry, but had David Culley said, our offensive identity is move the ball, we would still be playing that cut.
It wasn't for that cut, but yesterday, the cut that D'Amico had on Tuesday, where he said that Braxton Berrios got the job back as the punt returner because, you know, he can field the ball. I said that exact thing. I said, if David Culley said that, we would spend 5 segments on it.
But the identity, move the ball.
That's another one.
You know what? That's right, David. Let's hear from the horse's mouth. This was D'Amico specifically responding to the question, what is the identity of this offense to you?
The identity of our offense is, at the end of the day, to me, Will, identity of offensive football is move the ball. It doesn't matter. People want, oh, you're run first, pass first. It doesn't matter. Move like, if ball. You get 4 yards, you get 4 yards. It's just throwing the ball, passing the ball, and offense just has to be efficient. And that's what it has to be, right? When we play versus the Titans and versus the Ravens, what was our identity? We moved the football because we were efficient. We stayed on track. We stayed. It didn't matter if we ran the ball or we threw the ball. Short passes, it didn't matter. Like, that's what offensive football is about, right? And that's what, you know, the team we're playing this week and watching these guys on tape, what's their identity, right? They move the football. Like, they find ways to get the ball out. They run the ball well. They throw the ball quick, getting out of the quarterback's hands very well, and they're efficient in what they're doing.
That's right, David.
You got to be kidding me with this. But
I'm not.
Here's the thing. He also said when asked about, you know, the offense in general and how they're doing things offensively, he said, I'm figuring it out. He said, I'm figuring it out. And I actually, in a weird way, Reggie, don't even blame him. It speaks to the gist of the topic I want to talk about here. He is a defensive-minded head coach.
We've said that often, yes.
Everybody has said that. And he's gone over to the offensive side of the room. And I've said this. I don't expect him to be game planning and drawing up plays and all that. But to be able to sit there and say our identity is move the ball and I'm figuring it out, that tells you that a defensive-minded head coach has some severe blind spots in terms of the offense.
I will say that I'm figuring it out comment was in response.
It was about the whole thing. It was about the whole.
Right. Well, I think it was even more so about how, you know, why things in the games weren't happening as to the way they were practicing, which is that's been
kind
of surprising.
About the offense at first.
Somewhat, yeah, but I think it's surprising to me is just the way that D'Amico Ryans, in a way, has kind of been bringing the accountability that folks have been clamoring for from the outside looking in.
Yeah.
And saying that, well, it's just the players not executing what we've been coaching them.
Yeah.
And for me, the question has been just like what was posed to him. Well, why is that not happening, right? Because that's the coach's responsibility is to bring what you bring in practice into game day, and seemingly that's not happening. And that was where he responded, I'm figuring that out. But still, I think that there is a point to be made about like the vagueness that he brought to an answer about the offense.
He's a defensive-minded head coach.
But do it seem like he don't really have a say-so in this?
No, he has a big say-so.
As the head coach, he have a say-so.
He's the head bleeping coach.
No, I get that. But that's not his office. That's not his – like, say what you want. That wasn't his guy. That's – Nick Cayley is a Nick Caserio guy.
I know someone who will not fight you on that.
they brought that offense.
Yeah.
He didn't come from the Patriots offense or anything like that.
Yeah, you're 100% right. But also, he's over there trying to figure out things on the offensive side. He told us that. And so it got me to thinking, like, I'm a little uncomfortable with something that I didn't think I'd be that uncomfortable with. And that is that D'Amico Ryans is a defensive-minded head coach. Let me give you some numbers. You love numbers more than life itself.
That's an exaggeration, but I understand what you're going for.
I looked at the top two teams in every division in the NFL. That's 16 teams, okay?
Right.
16 teams in the NFL, the top two in every division. 11 of them are coached by offensive-minded head coaches.
Sure.
Is that a coincidence? 11 of the best 16 teams right now as we sit here are coached by offensive-minded head coach?
No, but I mean, I think it's fair to then take a larger look at what the league is, you know, situated as, where there's a lot of teams that are coached by offensive-minded head coaches because of the, you know, I think the push and pull.
Why?
That I think teams know that having a very good offensive coordinator, teams lean towards offense.
Yeah.
I don't think that also means that, like, good defensive head coaches can't be there. I think that there is something, though, for me, where outside of him just being a defensive head coach, although I guess it is aided by that, I feel like any coach who is good and worth their salt should be able to give you an idea of what you're trying to execute, right? If we're going to talk about all this execution, what are we trying to get to?
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like just being good is too vague. It's too wide of a mark. I've always been told that if you're trying to hit a mark, you need to make your goal plain.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like, and maybe this is unfair because, again, when he's talking about not executing, there's very particular things on the small end. But on the larger, you know, in the larger scale, 30,000-foot view, we just need to move the football.
No.
You're not going to get things done if that's the only place that you're taking it from. And I understand that there's supposed to be some variety in this offense. But my thing about it is variety's all good. But if I got a whole bunch of variety and none of it's good, what am I doing, right? Yeah. Like if you go to a diner and they've got this big old menu and none of it's good, that restaurant isn't worth a damn to you. When I can go to a very particular place that only serves one thing but does it incredibly well, and I'll be better served that way. And it feels like that might be what's happening right here with this Texans offense.
So do you feel like D'Amico is at this diner with this terrible menu?
Oh, I think that's an easy place to go.
I mean, you tell me, looking at this offense,
that's what I'm saying. Like, at some point, that's why I feel like he's kind of vague with these answers. Well, it's like, what am I supposed to eat at this point?
I don't think he really knows, like, and maybe
how am I supposed to cook with these awful ingredients?
Let's keep this in mind. Who's running? This is a simple question. Who's really running the offense? Nick Caley's the offensive coordinator, but let's keep in mind, we know who brought him in. There's one, Nick Caserio. Then there's Nick Caley. Then there's Jerry Schaplinski, who came in this year as the pass game coordinator. Then there's Gerard Johnson, the quarterback's coach. Then there's Ben McDaniels. Then there's the old coach that
Bill Lazor.
Bill Lazor. That's six guys. That's six offensive guys that ostensibly could be coordinators and have been either been or been interviewed as coordinators. You have six guys on the offense. What is CJ Stroud? Who is he supposed to listen to?
I mean, there's a hierarchy in place there for a reason, though.
Yeah, but he's getting it from everywhere. It's the menu. It's that fig he's talking about.
So is he getting it from all these other people, or is it just Nick Caley?
Well, Nick Caley's delivering the message, I'm sure. But what I'm saying is he's probably getting info, and these meetings have all these guys in them, you know, six.
Sure, but I mean, we're going to pretend like every other team does not have a number of guys. Like, there's big staffs everywhere. Ultimately, it is incumbent upon the coaching staff and the hierarchy you set up to streamline your message, if that's indeed what's happening.
But that's my question. I mean, is it coming from all sides? Is it streamlined? It doesn't look like it.
I feel like if it was coming from all sides, the offense might be a little better.
I feel like you'd have more answers to some of these circumstances. Well, this is the thing. There's a possibility, and there's a probability, in fact, that the system that you have does have CJ swimming. Now, I think some people are immediately going back to the S2 cognition test and trying to say that this is some level of proof of that's validity. I wouldn't go there by any stretch of the imagination. But, I mean, this is notoriously a fairly complex offense. It's one of the things that, you know, we give Tom Brady credit for is that he's able to do all these things and pull all these things from disparate places and make it go. So, yeah, he might be swimming, but ultimately, like, the decision, like, the complexity is not leading to answers. And it's the real problem is that the layman can look at the screen and see there aren't answers here. Mm-hmm. And so I would love to have a circumstance where you could funnel this down and have answers. But the problem is, how do you do that without being able to like fully hone in on that? And D'Amico Ryans, as the dude who ultimately decides the direction of what's happening, whether it's offense, defense, special teams, anything in between, is telling you that basically we just need to get offense.
Yeah,
that doesn't feel, and maybe that that outlet of standing in the podium in front of the media is not where he's going to give you the fullest answer. However, I don't know. Just we're 7 weeks through this. They had a big long week of being able to remember self-scout 3 weeks in. You have a bye week as well, which is again 6 weeks. That's another opportunity to self-scout if we're going off of his menu, and then we come out with decisions that are mind-boggling. And offense does not pointed and does not have direction. And then we have a directionless answer. It feels like it falls in line with the larger trend.
Yeah, to me, it just seemed like D'Amico is, you know, he's the head coach, so he's going to get the blame for this. But to me, it just seemed like he is just, I guess, rolling with the punches. These are not his guys, even though he said, I hired Nick Caley and that was my call. These ain't his guys, man. Well, and I think he have legit no answer.
I know we're kind of up against it, but I do want to share this because this opened my eyes big time. The whole defensive-minded head coach. He's still, even if they're not his guys, he's still establishing the philosophy. And we've heard him say that, you know, run the ball short, be safe, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to go back to this study that I came across because I really started digging in on the offensive versus defensive mind. Yeah, I was channeling Reggie. So from 2011 to 2021, that's the most recent study. There were 36 quarterbacks drafted in the NFL. The majority of them in the top 5 and 10 picks were drafted by defensive minded head coach. But the majority of the success of those players came from offensive minded head coaches. Think about that. The majority of the highest drafted quarterbacks went to defensive-minded head coach from 2011 to 2021. But the most success were the ones that were drafted by offensive-minded head coaches. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay.
So we got the wrong head coach then. Huh?
I'm just saying.
That's what you're putting forward here.
Yeah. Well, what I'm putting forward is let your offensive guy be by himself and get it done. Not like Bobby Slowick, but maybe, you know, look at the defensive-minded head coach, you know. He's not offensive-minded, but like Ben Johnson in Detroit. Like some of these guys, Buffalo.
You think D'Amico need to back up a little bit?
I do. I do.
But we were looking at the early portions of the season and their inability to get things done.
I know
saying
Bobby
that he
Slowick
needed to come through
it all. Bobby Slowick ruined it all. But I do.
That's
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't agree with that. Like, I think that he needs to be able to quality control.
If you got
this.
The right guy, you're gonna get it done.
If you got the right guy, that's a big if.
They didn't have the right guy.
That's a big if. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's something I think we need to examine further because it seems like you're very, very strong on the idea that D'Amico Ryans, let this offense coordinator cook. And I'd be interested, 713-572-4610, how many agree with that? All right, coming up next, we got our very first injury report, and we kind of knew this was the case, but Nico and Christian Kirk looking like they might not go. What do the Texans actually have in the coffers in order to go to battle on Sunday with? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Yeah. You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I don't know if this is going to make you feel any better, but with all the woes that we felt offensively, you're going in facing off against the San Francisco 49ers team, admittedly at home, but a Niners team that looked a lot better than I thought they would this past weekend, with some young guys stepping in. We'll talk to Tracy Sandler, who covers them at 12. But you have that, and you need to get this offense right if you have any chance of trying to chase the playoffs. If you want to be in that little in-the-hunt graphic that they start putting up here in a few weeks on these television telecasts, the offense needs to come along, and it needs to start immediately. However, this offense is going to be without two big names for it, and that's one, the man who wears number 12, Nico Collins, and then the man who wears number 13, Christian Kirk, because it seems like, or at least it seems that way. We got our first injury report.
Right.
We knew Nico Collins would be on it. He's dealing with a concussion. D'Amico Ryans said that out and out, right? And so we'll see what the concussion protocol is for him. And then Christian Kirk was also on the injury report. And, I mean, look, we'll see what the rest of the week provides, what today's report provides, tomorrow provides. But if this team is indeed without those two guys, knowing what we've seen from this offense, what do they have to work with? What does it look like going into this game?
Well, and first on the injuries, you know, concussion protocol, it's going to have to go way against the grain for Nico Collins to play.
At least for wide receivers, right? Because there have been instances, especially in the more recent iteration of the modern NFL, where we've seen guys come back pretty quickly from concussion.
But they are exceptions. The vast majority miss at least a week.
Agreed. And I think those exceptions often are quarterbacks.
We all know
where the bread is buttered, right? Yeah. Like, hey, let's get this quarterback out here so people actually want to watch this football game.
Yeah.
And we can go up and down. It feels like they end up being a little bit closer to conservative and safer with it, with wideouts or anybody else in those various other positions. I'm personally betting that Nico does not play. I would hope that he does, because let's face it, despite him also having a bad game, having some drops, he's the only guy that it consistently gets separation in a way that threatens a defense on this offense.
No, absolutely. I wouldn't expect it either, but I guess crazier things have happened, but it would be very, very rare for him to play. Christian Kirk, kind of the same way, but a different injury. Although this is his second week with a hamstring, so maybe there's a chance, you know, that he could come back. But again, did not participate yesterday. So then the question becomes, as you mentioned, you know, where's the threat coming from? Hello, Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, Dalton Schultz has been solid getting into spaces. It feels like even as much as there are deep routes in this offense, it doesn't feel like very much of them have been all that fruitful, because it all snap. Like, when you've been able to have a benefit on deep routes, it's because you've been really, really solid on the little things, right? Yeah. As much as we can get mad at them talking about, you just have to, you know, execute and stay on the chains and all of those things. That is the way that they were successful. It's just, how fair is it to expect at the highest level of football that we know into humanity for you to be damn near perfect in the way that you execute in order to open up deep shots?
Yeah.
So, like, how much do you have that from Dalton Schultz? And the only other person I look at is somebody that they had previously been largely unwilling to give shots up until they had no other choice in this past game, which is Jalen Noel.
Mm-hmm. My thing with it is, you know, from a Niners perspective, where do you feel threatened? Where do you feel threatened with this?
If you're coming in and looking at it from the defensive side of this?
What do we have to take away? And I don't know how much, you know, they're mixing up. I haven't looked at the numbers. Maybe you have. How much they're mixing up zone and man in San Francisco these days. But I wouldn't expect them to play a whole lot of zone. I think they're going to end up manning up a lot of these guys and putting an extra guy in the box. Because the Texans, their only chance is to be able to establish the run.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Niners actually do play a good amount of zone. Don't forget that it's a similar defense that Robert Saleh runs
to. Style-wise, yes, but I mean, what have they been doing? They've been playing more zone? Because I haven't looked at it.
Yeah, this year the Niners, a lot of zone, a lot of cover three in particular, and then they'll get you with some cover four and cover six, which of course is quarters or quarter half, if you want to get real nerdy with it. But there's a lot of, you know, a lot of zone that comes out from this Niners team. And so maybe it's ultimately, can you, death by a thousand cuts with the likes of Dalton Schultz in those zone spaces? But I do wonder how does, you know, coverage change for the entirety of these other guys? Because if we're going to be entirely honest, any game plan through the previous six games of this season, I imagine the defense goes number 12 and then everything else is fine.
Right. And that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm wondering. If Robert Saleh is going to kind of go against the grain and put an extra guy in the box saying you're not going to run and we're not worried about your receivers.
Oh, I could easily see a big base effort in this game.
And that's not good. That's not good because you talked about it just the other day, you know, about let's just chunk it up there. Let's just chunk it up there.
Well, as much as chunking it up there, I hope you do it with a little bit of more intention and purpose than we saw later in this game when it just felt like there was nothing doing. But no, you're right. Like without Nico Collins, the attention that he draws, I do wonder if they're just going to be able to sit on the run and then put, again, the Texans in a place where they are just dropping back and passing because this team, this offense clearly is not built to be able to just drop back and pass consistently. They need to have some level of, you know, I guess, run-pass dichotomy or run-pass conflict that the defense has to consider. I do think, though, there is, I was about to say a little bit of hope, but I'm not trying to be a hope merchant in this moment. But there's the thing that I do come to is, I know that in this league, you don't have to run the ball well in order to get some of that. But you need to be intentional about it. And this is where, again, you come to Nick Caley. Again, you come to the things that we've talked about time and time again. Are they going to implement those things? Are they going to use play action and execute play action in a way where the defense actually believes it's coming?
Right.
That was also an issue in this game is that you'd see them run play action and it'd be so ugly looking that people go, I know you're passing right now. I'm not biting on that and you don't get the effect that you desire off of it.
I mean, the Seahawks did. The Seahawks knew what was coming. We'll hear about that later, I'm sure. But they knew exactly what the Texans' approach was. So ultimately, let's get back to Nico Collins. Probably the only player on the offense that you didn't want to get hurt outside of the quarterback.
Yeah.
The only one.
He's the best player on this offense.
The only one.
Like that's the easiest way of saying this. Yeah. He is the single best player on this offense. Mm-hmm. And so without him, you are now looking at an offense where I guarantee you get a load more Xavier Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Which
Higgins.
Obviously, Jaden Higgins has gotten his run. If Christian Kirk isn't going, it feels like they are forced to play Jalen Noel, even if it's going to be in tandem with Braxton Berrios. But those are the four guys that would be active.
Yeah.
Maybe, obviously, they bring up like Jared Wayne from your practice squad. That'd be what you're going with. And one of the things that's tough is like even your tight end situation. How much have we seen them trust Harrison Bryant?
Yeah.
In the pass game. Like, this is just, you are going to be down weapons. This becomes even more difficult if one of those two guys doesn't play, but it is one of, it's just Nico. Without Nico, like, I am real down on what the possibilities of the passing game in this offense outside of Jalen Noel.
Yeah.
Really, like, Jalen Noel is the bright spot right now, and I don't even know how confident they are in utilizing him because he's done little bits
of
what we saw Sunday.
And they didn't use him until they knew they had to.
There you go.
And a texter brought this up, and I fully expect this. Plenty of blitzes, too. Plenty of blitzes. They want to just get the ball out of C.J. Stroud's hands and be able to jump routes and see those bad throws. No, it doesn't stack up well offensively for this team right now.
No, and like that's the thing that's frustrating is that's the thing that has to happen. This defense had a +3 turnover differential because they went and just took the ball away a good amount in that game versus Seattle Seahawks team. And it still felt like you were fighting to try and be within one score.
Yeah.
This offense has to come along. And I'm going to be honest, I don't have hope that it does this week.
I agree with you.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Joe Flacco, the quarterback and savior of the Cincinnati Bengals, realized that there's something that he actually enjoys doing alone that he never thought he would. And so in honor of Joe Flacco, question of the day. What's something that you just prefer to do alone? 713-572-4610. We'll do it next. All right, let's get to the question of the day. What's something you simply prefer to do alone? 713-572-4610. I prefer to just look up the stash by myself.
Oh, that's a great one for you.
I just dig into some of this stuff.
Me and my laptop.
Just me, laptops, plural. Yeah. Yes. You asked earlier if, you know, you didn't, because you were like, is it possible that the Niners blitz a lot? What I can tell you is they're literally in the bottom five this league in blitz percentage. However, because they're 29th in frequency of blitzing, the Seattle Seahawks are 30th.
What'd they do?
They blitzed. Right, like, not going to be the end-all, be-all by any means, but historically, over the first 7 weeks of the season, they have not been a big blitzing team.
I could see where – this is not a compliment by any stretch. This is very much an insult. But I could see where the Niners just don't respect Texans receivers enough. So they're just going to say, screw it. Let's, you know, C.J. Stroud has been known to backpedal and have happy feet and make bad decisions. Let's just blitz his ass.
It's possible.
Yeah.
But you asked in the break, and last thing before we'll circle to the question of the day was, why wouldn't you blitz? And I was like, because you don't need to. And that's the thing that's the most, that's probably the most frustrating.
It's even worse.
why would I do something I don't need to?
Yeah.
Maybe they just do it for the pizzazz, for the exoticism
of
it.
Or the turnover.
Anyways, yeah, we'll see what that looks like. And again, maybe that's something that we ask Tracy Sandler when we talk to her at 12. But right now, question of the day. What's something you just prefer to do alone in honor of the new Cincinnati Bengals starting quarterback, a man who has gotten a win under his belt at home there at Paycor Stadium? And it is Joe Flacco. This was Joe Flacco talking in his media availability. I believe this was yesterday. And he was mentioning, I think he was originally talking about like being there in Cincy when his family is elsewhere and, you know, kind of how he manages it. And then it got to a pretty interesting revelation.
Mm-hmm. I think there's always a challenge of sitting in a room by yourself and being lonely. So for me, it's trying to find ways to maybe stay over here a little bit longer and then, you know, just kind of take myself out of that mindset, call home, go sit at a restaurant by myself and realize that, man, that's pretty enjoyable to do. There's not too many situations. I tell people all the time, I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves or, you know, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven.
First of all, he's so likable. Like, he's just a likable dude. But secondly, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. That you definitely, there's, and it's not all the time, you know, like 80% of the time, 90% of the time, I want to eat by myself. No, it's not that. It's just sometimes you're just like, you know, like just get your, that's how, you know what? I just thought of another one. That's how I am with my morning coffee, especially on the weekends. I like to just get my coffee, go out to the front porch and just sit there. You know, you've got no responsibilities that day. You're just sort of like, and I got a good view of the downtown skyline, so I'm just taking that in. Just,
you mean you don't want your wife and all that stuff coming up?
I don't.
Let's do it together.
No, I don't. And I don't think that's a slight at her. I just, isn't it cool just sometimes to just sit there with your coffee and just, you know, just kind of take it in. The one that is maybe a little weird, but let me explain, like a big project at home. Like, I haven't done a big project at home.
A puzzle?
But no, like I tiled our kitchen floor.
That's a kind of puzzle.
At my old house.
Lopez, I want to build this house by myself.
No, you know what it is? And I'm being completely honest. I know I'm going to make some mistakes.
With my bare hands.
You just don't want to hear nobody's mouth about it.
I don't want to, like, you know, hear all that. Or if you get.
Whoa, the nail's supposed to go over there,
exactly,
man.
Exactly. And I know ultimately I'll figure it out. Like, I put it, you know this, Figgy, I talked about it. I put an outdoor kitchen in. And I know I made some mistakes along the way, but I figured it out, got it done and all that. I don't want, like, if someone else was there, it's like, oh, no, you got to use the blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'll figure it out.
Nah, the pipe go over there, yeah, man.
Exactly. I got it.
One of the answers for me, 100%, comes in from the 832. Like to go to the movies alone, especially now that I can pick my seat, sit all the way to the side. If I have a bunch of empty seats around me, that's
interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to sit in the middle, best option. But my thought process is, we supposed to be in here quiet anyways. I might as well be alone.
Yeah, that's true.
Because no, not much annoys me more mm-hmm. than someone sitting next to you in a movie theater and deciding that, you know what, we need to discuss this right
Who
now.
Who is this?
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, is she going to, okay, catch me up. Is she going to do blah, blah, blah? Is that the one that
wait
blah,
a minute.
Blah, blah, blah?
Wait a minute. Who is he trying to say?
Yes. Why, like, most every comment is going to annoy the ever-living you know what I mean, right? Because it's those questions where I clearly don't know, or it's attempting to predict it, and I'm like, you know what we should do? Watch and find out.
We should watch the movie.
Like, so, yeah. At best, we watch this movie, we quiet, we'll go and talk about it in outside and as we go home. Or I could just watch it by my lonesome and we can catch up later. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still down to talk about it, just not while we in the movie.
My favorite thing is, why is you asking me? This is my first time seeing the movie.
I haven't seen it before.
I'm here with you. But one of mine, I got a couple of them. One of mine is not necessarily just going out to eat by myself, but it hits different when you go to a seafood spot. And you got your little bag, your crawfish and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just there by yourself with nobody else. And you're just in the zone. Just, you know, cracking and all eating and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. To me, eating seafood by yourself hits a little different. And at first
That's
I thought.
Very particular.
Yeah,
well, yeah, because.
At first I thought I was the weirdo. Yeah. But it was one time I went to a crawfish spot. It was like five or six of us just by ourselves with our own tables.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, damn, everybody in here by themselves. Usually you think of a seafood boil as like a group thing.
Yeah.
Like, let's go do that. Man, it was like five of us in there with our own separate table,
mm-hmm.
just having a good time by ourselves.
Because you're doing work, man. Like, there's not really a lot of time to stop and chat in the middle of it. I'm cracking the next bug.
Yeah. It's not just like going to Applebee's and just sitting at the bar or something like that. But that one I like by myself. And the other one, and I'm not talking about having a personal trainer or anything, but I don't really like the working out with a partner.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
yes. Agreed.
Yeah, I don't really like that. I'd rather do it by myself. If it's not a trainer that's pushing me to do something,
mm-hmm.
then I can't be like, yeah, Reggie, let's go work out together and do our own thing.
100%.
Really no one. Disrespect, but yeah, I'd just rather do it on my own.
I do need accountability, but I need a particular accountability of like a trainer. I'm right there.
I need a sergeant or something. Be like, no, come on, let's go. I need that type of work. I don't just want to work out with a buddy.
Yeah, no, I don't got time to talk to you right now. From the 713, they said driving because I can listen to the radio without people complaining. That's a popular one on here. On the YouTube, my wife won't STFU about something when I'm driving, trying to give you alternate directions and everything. That's hilarious. Someone said, another one person said going to the movies alone. I think, honestly, just the going out to eat that Joe Flacco said, I'm very much a person that's like used to going out to eat with people. Like, it has to be an occasion. And apparently, no, it doesn't. You can just go hang out, take yourself a book. I'm trying to get myself to learn that one.
I love driving by myself, though, man. Just because sometimes I like driving in silence. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I don't have the radio on.
Oh, I do that sometimes.
But whenever somebody's in the car, I'm obligated to put on something that I don't want to listen to because I listen to all type of random stuff. So whenever, let's say Reggie and Lopez get in the car, now I'm like, let me try to find something that everybody going to work with. And necessarily, I might be listening to EDM by myself.
Now you're DJing as opposed to just
I'm
relaxing.
DJing for y'all at this point.
Right.
I might not
hear what I want
to
hear.
Yeah, so I try to make sure I please everybody else with the
so
music.
So you got
to
have that attitude that I did when we drove to New Orleans. I said, this is my playlist. It's going to be all over the place.
He's saying this like we didn't let him do that.
But it was a good playlist, though. Sometimes I'll be in a weird mood where I'll be like, I've been in a reggae mood.
I thought of one.
I've been listening to reggae.
A lot of people are talking about football, like just watching football.
I do that a lot.
Does it divide on the line of sports? Do different sports? Or is it just like all sports? Let me sit
I think
and
it divides
just pay attention.
On the team that is really, really your team.
Okay.
Yeah,
the team that is really, really your team. Like, you know, whatever. I like the blah blah blahs, but
I don't.
I'm not
you like
be
Liverpool.
Heartbroken.
Yeah,
actually, Liverpool is one I watch with other people because. Mm-hmm.
Did you watch this Sunday?
I
with
did
everybody?
Watch this Sunday.
Okay,
I did watch.
What happened in that game? Do you know?
I don't know. They won yesterday, 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it won. I did it yesterday, and this is me being, I don't know what. Yeah, choose the word. I don't like people fawning or pretending to fawn all over you when you go to the doctor for something. Like I went and had a root canal yesterday. Drove to the root canal, filled out all the paperwork, got the thing done, told them that my wife was outside. She wasn't, and I drove home. Hell, I had a vasectomy by myself and drove my health.
I feel like
home.
That's not what you're supposed to do.
It's not. I sat on a bag of ice while I was driving. That is a true story.
Damn.
got home, took my Tylenol 3, went to bed.
Some other things that come in here. Someone said, tracking down wild boars. Is that something you should do alone?
You should not.
Because I feel like that's something that you could absolutely get, you get caught out. And now you out here making noise in the woods and trying to find out if the age-old riddle is true or not. If a noise happens in the woods, does anybody, and no one's around to hear it, did it happen, is what you start happening there.
Another one real quick. So y'all know I do the photo booth stuff on the weekends and stuff like that. And sometimes people be nice enough, hey, do you need help unpacking? Do you need... I'll be like, no, I got it. I got it, because they don't know how I put stuff in the car. Sometimes I could be a little OCD, the way I pack my car up and all that stuff, and people be trying to help and throw stuff in the car. I'll be like, nah, I got it, because I want it a certain way.
You have to pack it right.
Yeah.
You have to pack it right.
Just leave all this stuff right here. I got it.
713 said go to the strip club by themselves, a true Houstonian. Someone else said go to, like, concerts alone.
I like to go with people on those.
Yeah, I was like, I think I'm actually with people. Nah. I'm interested, though. If you have that freedom to go to a concert by yourself,
I did a couple times because my wife didn't really care for the artist I wanted to see.
Yeah.
And it was the crazy thing. It was for my birthday. So I was in there on my birthday, off to the side a little bit. I had a little more fun than I thought. But I can see how people don't want to go by themselves.
There you go. Oh, and by the way, that 713 also said drugs but tried to walk it back. No, go ahead and stand in that. Some people like being around people, and some people are like, I just want to experience this high by myself.
I just want to get high.
Go ahead and take that. Yeah, you can be good with that.
So don't most weed smokers just do it by themselves anyway, and like in the car and stuff?
Yeah. I mean,
It depends, because some people kind of use that to get their day
that's
going.
What I'm
so it's kind of like a cigarette.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. A little question of the day here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, where I know everybody's been waiting. What are they doing with the Pro Bowl? We'll give you that update, but then also talk more NFL next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.